You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 09, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported a concerning rise in unemployment for Black Americans, particularly Black women. The unemployment rate for Black Americans reached 7.5% in August, significantly higher than the 3.7% for white Americans and 5.3% for Hispanics. The federal government has cut 97,000 jobs since January, disproportionately affecting Black workers. Tracking the exact number of federal workers fired has been challenging, but reports indicate many layoffs, including over 2,300 at the Department of Health and Human Services and 1,000 at the Department of Veterans Affairs. The unemployment rate for Black women rose to 6.7% in August from 6.3% in July, with over 306,000 Black women losing their jobs since January, resulting in a $37 billion loss to the economy. These job losses are linked to significant budget cuts in federal agencies that employed many Black women. Federal jobs were crucial for Black women, who make up over 12% of federal employees, providing civil service protections and fairer pay amid a wage gap in other sectors. The Department of Education, with 28% Black women employees, experienced cuts of nearly 46%. In contrast, agencies with predominantly white staff, like the Department of Energy, faced smaller reductions. Specific federal agencies with high Black employee representation, such as the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Veterans Affairs, have seen significant layoffs. About 18% of the entire federal workforce is Black, indicating that cuts are hitting Black workers harder. The reasons for targeting these agencies remain unclear, but some experts suggest an attempt to undermine gains from the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and affirmative action. Marcus Casey from the Brookings Institution expressed concern over a deeper motive behind the job cuts. The impact of these layoffs extends beyond numbers, affecting the livelihoods of many Black families. For decades, federal employment provided job security and a pathway to upward mobility for the Black community, crucial in building the Black middle class, which is now shrinking. Federal jobs offered steady pay and benefits, often without requiring a college degree, serving as a lifeline for Black families. Current job cuts threaten this historical pathway to economic stability. The early days of Donald Trump's return to the White House have altered the sense of opportunity for Black access to federal jobs, creating uncertainty for many. The long-term effects on Black federal workers and their communities raise concerns about generational wealth and social progress. The term federal workforce cuts refers to layoffs, primarily occurring since January under the current administration. This rapid staff reduction has immediate consequences for those affected. The Office of Personnel Management collects data on federal employment, including Black employees, but the removal of diversity data from its website complicates tracking these numbers and accountability. The Department of Government Efficiency is mentioned concerning job cuts, but its role remains unclear. This lack of clarity adds to the confusion surrounding federal workforce changes. The economic impact of job losses is substantial, with a reported $37 billion loss affecting wages and spending, which could lead to a broader economic slowdown. Economists warn that rising Black unemployment may signal underlying issues that could impact the wider economy. The saying, "Black people are the first fired, last hired," reflects concerns for all workers amid rising Black unemployment. While overall unemployment rates have remained stable, the sharp increase for Black Americans indicates structural inequality that could harm the economy. If Black women reduce consumption, it could lead to a significant decline. The future of the economy depends on addressing these inequalities now, highlighting the need for policies that protect vulnerable workers and ensure economic stability for all communities. Copyright, African Elements.